from Melissa, New Jersey. Hi, Marcus and Dr. Hall. And I returned home to the church a year ago. Welcome home. Yes. And am truly living my faith for the first time. Unfortunately, I've found myself faced with a great deal of misunderstanding and at times anti-Catholic arguments and comments. Did you ever face this kind of reaction in your conversion? I know you didn't, Scott, but I did. But I'll let you come up with some idea, because I know you never really faced any opposition. But go on. How did you best handle these disagreements, both personally and in apologetics? Melissa, thank you for your email.
I would say, back in 86, when I first decided to become a Catholic, I faced a tsunami, tidal waves in the plural, of opposition. You know, and the first thing I would do was to remind my evangelical Bible-believing friends that I too was anti-Catholic, and probably much more anti-Catholic than they were, and I would try to restate their arguments against the Catholic Church as well as I could, which was often better than they could, because I used to hold them with such vehemence. And then I would try to kind of not refute them in the sense of just beating them in an argument, but I would try to show how, as a Catholic, I'm not an ex-evangelical. I feel more evangelical than ever. I'm not an ex-Bible Christian. I feel like a whole new depth to Scripture has been shown to me. And so I would usually try to say, look, here's the common ground we share as Protestants and Catholics. It's much greater than our differences. Let's begin and end with the common ground, with the Bible, and let's move into those areas of disagreement, and I'll try to address your differences from my beliefs in terms of what we share in common. Because so often, I found in conversations, this not only fosters friendship and keeps ties from being broken, but it also shows them that it isn't something that requires the abandonment of all of the truths that you came to cherish as a Christian. It means that you're just taking them, and it's not subtraction, but addition. You're just discovering that they lead to even deeper truths about Jesus and the sacraments and the church as the family of God and so on.
All right, thank you. And for those that are dealing with some of those issues, I would recommend Reasons to Believe, because that's exactly what you deal with in that book.
Indeed.